To the general public, Harvey Pekar may be best known for his cantankerous appearances on David Letterman, but Pekar first established his reputation as the writer of a highly realistic autobiographical comic book called American Splendor. Now Pekar and his wife Joyce Brabner have collaborated on a book-length nonfiction comic called Our Cancer Year. Ken Tucker has a review.
The first great achievement of Harvey Pekar and Joyce Brabner's Our Cancer Year is its blithe assumption that a comic book can be a medium for adult concerns for a strictly observed autobiography, that there's no reason in the world why a comic strip cannot bear the weight of narratives about cancer and political repression. Our Cancer Year tells two stories simultaneously. Pekar reveals that in 1990 he was diagnosed with cancer and spent the next year undergoing exhausting, painful chemotherapy sessions. Joyce Brabner, meanwhile, was becoming increasingly involved with the plight of activists in Cambodia and the Middle East. Set in the time just before Operation Desert Storm, Our Cancer Year also details Brabner's efforts to protest what she viewed as misguided foreign policy. Neither Pekar nor Brabner tries to idealize behavior or personality here. Harvey comes across as perpetually cranky, suspicious, and pessimistic. Joyce seems coldly pragmatic, full of political passion, but also very humorless. Both middle-aged, they live a working-class bohemian life in Cleveland, pinching pennies and worrying about how to pay the bills. Harvey's cancer is a financial as well as an emotional burden. Many pages are given over to discussions of his insurance plan and the lousy state of health care in America. I know a lot of people who are put off by Pekar's work. My wife won't read him because she finds all his stories too unrelentingly depressing. But I'm almost always thrilled by Pekar's ferocious lack of sentimentality. He doesn't go for cheap literary despair. Pekar has written about his admiration for various Russian writers, especially Chekhov, and it's not overstating the case here to say that Pekar's best writing approaches that state of exquisite anguish that we've come to call Chekhovian. There's an extraordinarily moving moment in Our Cancer Year when Harvey and Joyce are lying in bed at night. Harvey is in such pain he can't fall asleep. Joyce has been thinking how much she misses the furry hair on her husband's chest because of his chemo treatments. The two lie close, yet isolated, each not wanting to disturb the other. The caption on the drawing is, "Joyce lies without moving. Harvey pretends to sleep." Our Cancer Year is a thick comic book illustrated by Frank Stack, who supplies black and white panels with a minimum of pictorial detail. They look like hastily drawn sketches, which suits the urgency underlying the themes of this book. By the end of the story, we're told that Harvey's cancer is in remission. Here's hoping he remains well enough to create more work that cuts this close to the bone.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Our Cancer Year by Harvey Pekar and Joyce Brabner.